to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like being prepared. There's nothing like being organized. And we are really we're really doing a good number this evening, I think. Well, maybe you just don't see all the warts that go on behind the scenes. And most of them are our fault, though. So we'll take responsibility for that. But nevertheless, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just forget I said it. And let me say welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program, the South's foremost populist show, coming to you, as always, live from Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380, WLRM Radio, and going out to the affiliate stations, courtesy of the Liberty News Radio Network, and our internet stream as well. However you are tuned in this evening, thank you for doing so this Saturday evening, February 13th, 2010. Another dynamic and dynamite first hour with Keith Alexander. He has stepped aside to make room for Winston Smith, who is now here and will be co-hosting with me for the duration of the second hour before we go into a great third and final hour this evening with Joe McCutcheon of ArkansasFreedom.com. But before that, first things first, Winston, I would like to turn it over to you to introduce our featured guests for this hour, who happen to also be colleagues of ours here at Liberty News Radio. Winston?
Thank you, James. Folks, our guests, our guests for the second hour are Jim and Tricia Fijo. They are the owners and proprietors of a Daniel Chapter One, which is a health supplement. What can we call it? It's a supplier of health supplements. Jim Fijo is a graduate of Springfield College. He holds a bachelor's degree in health. He holds bachelor's degrees in health, biology, and physical education. He has a master's degree in psychological services. He taught and coached from 1970 to 1985, and in the early 80s, he began to research the medicinal value of plants and nutrients. Now, his wife, Tricia Fijo, is a traditional homeopath and holds certificates from the New England School of Homeopathy, a Materia Medica course, and the Renaissance Institute of Classical Homeopathy. And prior to practicing homeopathy, she was trained and employed as a lab tech in a cancer research center for several years. And then she studied English and writing at Southern Methodist University, a very fine pursuit, I assure you. Miss Tricia has also studied herbs and nutrients for many years with an interest in whole foods and healthy cooking. Jim and Tricia Fijo founded Daniel Chapter One together as a health and healing ministry in the summer of 1986. And it's my pleasure to welcome them to the political cesspool. Jim and Tricia, how are you this evening?
We're great, thanks.
We're great. Thanks, Winston. Thanks, James.
Well, it's a great thing to have you on here. The political cesspool has made a name for itself discussing just that, the political cesspool. But we are true lovers of mankind.
Well, a lot of things, Winston, as you know, but...
Oh, yes, you are indeed many things, James. But we love humanity, and one of the things that needs to be addressed is the health of our people, and that's where you come in, is it not?
Yes, this is what we've done to support ourselves in natural healing for almost 25 years now worldwide, and we were doing it very successfully with all kinds of issues from colds and diabetes to inoperable brain tumors. You name it, we've dealt with almost every illness you can imagine from around the world, and it's just been incredible that we are now being assaulted by our own government. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yes, that's something we're going to deal with in the second part of this interview, but first I want to introduce folks to your company. Let's begin with the name of your company, Daniel Chapter One. It refers to Daniel and certain other children of Israel refusing to eat the food provided them by the government, that is, the prevailing authorities. And you also appeal to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 6, which tells how the prophet Elijah, while he was in the wilderness, was fed by ravens, bringing him meat and bread, and how he drank from a brook, natural food. Now, why do you make such appeals to Holy Scripture, and how do the Scriptures apply to the mission of your company and your ministry?
Well, that's a great question. You know, when we were starting the Daniel Chapter 1, I had a street ministry, first of all, and then when I met Trish, we continued that. And then we wanted to be missionaries overseas, and the doors were closed, and so we were led to open up a health food store, Natural Healing, through foods. And that's how the name Daniel Chapter 1 came about. Instead of, my wife wanted to call it Loaves and Fishes, but I believe it was supposed to be Daniel Chapter 1 for some strange reason. And everybody said, that's not a good name, you know, for a health food store. And so that's what happened. We used it. And you know what happened?
I don't know why that would be such a bad name. One of the greatest Christian rock bands in the history of Christian music was called Second Chapter of Acts.
See? There we go. So, I didn't even know what we were doing, but I guess it turned out okay because it was used to open the doors for us into China. I was a guest of the Chinese government, wife and I, and we were first non-Asians, non-communists to lead research in China on things I developed from the Scriptures. In 1 Kings 17:6, how that came about was people would come into our little health food store, which we were trying to help them with organic foods, my wife, and organic cooking. And it was through 1 Kings 17:6 we saw the principles of nutrition for healing. And the timing was every morning and every night. And so I extrapolated revelation from 1 Kings 17:6 and came up with my principles of biomolecular nutrition, which I later on wrote a computer program on and mm-hmm. used that for almost 20-something years now. And so...
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so that's how it all started, was the concept of healing through nutrients. Now, my wife was a great organic cook, and we believed in organic foods and natural foods. We don't make a law of eating or drinking or not eating a drink. It's up to the individuals. But we saw certain principles that were important. And 1 Kings 17:6 brought that about, the understanding there. And also later on about, instead of using Gatorades and Pedialytes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 4, about do not muzzle the oxen while it threshes out the grain. So there were biblical principles that unfortunately most churches use to raise money for their pastors. But I saw that there was a physiological, biochemical revelation there that could be applied to our lives. And that's what has made us stand apart. And that's why we've had success between the nutrition aspect of it and my wife's classical homeopathy.
Miss Tricia,
yes.
You should have seen James Edwards' vapor lock when I told him that you are a homeopath. I think he soiled himself, and then he said we were not going to have a homeopath or any other such deviant on the political cesspool. And I told him not to worry and that all would be explained. So would you please enlighten James as to what homeopathy is?
You know, I really hope you're kidding, because I have to tell you, every now and then I get slammed for being a homeopath.
Yeah, no, Winston is kidding. He just likes to brag that he has the English degree that I don't have, and he's a little more of a linguist. But not even I'm that ignorant.
Well, I'm not making that up.
But I had written an article for Campaign for Liberty about our case, and you know, I thought, hey, they're all about liberty, and that's about our case, which we'll get into later. But some of the people, I mean, some of them came to my defense, but some of them said, oh, we shouldn't be associated with fringe like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Homeopathy is an entire system of medicine, and it was founded by a medical doctor, Samuel Hahnemann, and it was actually very popular in this country at one time. 15% mm-hmm. of all the physicians were homeopaths at the turn of the last century. And because it's very effective and it's very inexpensive, the pharmaceutical industry managed to really push it down, all but obliterate it, which they tried to do in this country. And then it saw a resurgence in around the 1950s, but it is still very accepted all over the world, is a main system of medicine in Britain and in India. I believe it's really big over there. But again, it's an entire system, and what we use are homeopathic remedies, which are energetic. They're all made from natural substances, super diluted, and the beauty of that is they're totally non-toxic. But they're powerful. When the remedy is right, it's very powerful in that it can trigger the self-healing mechanism in the body, brings the body into balance, and I think we all know the body can heal itself, and for true healing, whether it's an acute or a chronic illness, the body must heal itself. You can't do it from outside.
I want to tell people that they can find out more about what you do at your excellent website at www.danielchapter1.com. And Daniel Chapter 1 is spelled out, all one word, www.danielchapter1.com.
Winston, Jim, Trish, with that being said, you know what that music means. It's time for a word from our sponsors, but we're going to continue with a very interesting interview pertaining to a very interesting subject right after these words.
Medical cesspool coming your way right after these messages. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Right, Art Frith, here I am, James Edwards, here with you, Winston Smith, co-hosting with me during tonight's second hour on the Liberty News Radio Network. We are the political cesspool. It's Saturday evening, February 13th. We're red hot and rolling, another live broadcast of our award-winning show. And as Winston was saying during the break, this is a nice departure this hour from the standard fare of political talk that you're so often accustomed to on this show. And we certainly love it, and we will certainly continue it. But from time to time, it's good to do something a little different, but still something that still falls under, obviously, the main premise of our program, which is helping our people. And that is exactly what we're trying to do with this interview, exactly what Jim and Trisha Fajo are doing with Daniel Chapter 1. This is something I've always been intrigued by, the different remedies out there, the different ways that we can seek to heal ourselves. I don't believe that the government should have the authority to pick and choose which methods of treatment are acceptable and which ones are going to be covered by insurance when there are so many others out there. I think the American people should be able to choose, after reviewing all the options, what health care is the best for them. And so that being said, that's obviously a big part of what Jim and Trish are up to. And to continue on with that and much more, you're going to really want to hear what is coming up a little later on in the program, a little later on this hour, with some of the obstacles that they've been faced for their effective work. But one of the best things about doing this show, as I said, I'm out of town this evening. Sometimes the best leadership is deference, and it's always easy to defer to the people that make up our staff here on the political cesspool because they're just so dead gum good. Winston Smith has been charged with the not chore, that would almost sound as if it were a work-related task. This is something that's very enjoyable, but Winston is the man who has done a lot of research on our guest this evening and the subject at hand, so I will turn it back over to him. Winston, it's all yours.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, you know, I get a little long. I got to get my words in when I can on a show like this.
All right, Jim and Trish, you are advocates of what you call biomolecular nutrition. And, you know, when James Edwards hears words like that, then his eyes glaze over. So I'm going to ask you to describe what biomolecular nutrition is.
Well, what happened is many years ago, I had taught chemistry, biology, and physics all the way from all the way to postgraduates in college and a pre-med course at one time. But I found there was a lot of problems with the modalities and the teachings there, and that's where I've discovered some revelations in from the Word of God. And actually, it was 1 Kings 17:6 that gave us the insights that led to the principles of biomolecular nutrition, which the government doesn't like. Matter of fact, a lot of people don't like, but it works. And I've been invited to lecture, and I've led research to the Russians, the Chinese, Columbia, Samford University, all over the place, Alabama, on this very principle. And it's been proven to be effective. Many scientists and other people have tested it. And what it was I discovered that it's not only what you eat, but how it's delivered to the body and the timing. And the biomolecular nutrition principle is, I developed the product, the first product is 1 Kings 17:6. And I discovered this, that when I was meeting people in nursing homes and elderly people, they wouldn't eat. And the people were being, I'd go see the nurses, and they said, oh, yeah, they've eaten everything. And I sat right there, and I saw the food come in and go out, and they were just deceiving the families, you know. And then I realized people weren't eating, and when you're a world-class athlete and when you're terminally ill with cancer or you're an elderly person, certain negative chemistry takes place. Well, biomolecular nutrition was the revelation from 1 Kings 17:6, which says, feed in the morning, just like the prophet was by the raven, and at night. Nobody does that. They tell you don't eat in the morning. They tell you don't eat before bed. So the reality of it is it's really important timing for physiology and for healing. But it's also got to be the delivery system, and that's why I developed the products, our biomolecular nutritional products, which assimilate as quickly as water. You don't have negative biochemistry. And so even people who are extremely sick and have been losing weight in major cancer institutions are documented gaining weight because of the delivery system and the principle behind biomolecular nutrition. By the way, we even use this for infants as a formula as well. So
right, and people on feeding tubes. And if I may just add, this isn't very scientific, but on my level of understanding, I think it will help everyone that biomolecular nutritionals are pre-digested with enzymes. And that's why the delivery system is such that it's as light in the stomach as water. You just blend them into water, and they have the same properties as water. They remain ionic and isotonic.
They assimilate within 15 minutes, like 8 ounces of water would, so would 8 ounces of this. And whereas a glass of juice, a glass of orange juice, and now everybody's got these whole fruit juices and all these organic foods. It all sounds great on paper, you know. But the reality of it is it takes 2 hours for a glass of orange juice to be assimilated. And that is not a good thing because the body needs that nutrients in the orange juice when the hormones are there. And that's the difference between biomolecular nutrition and even organic foods. And that's why we've got the results of people who have lost tens of pounds on because of cachexia and cancer, and why we've had results of people regaining their weight and health, and that's why nutrition deliveries are better. But it's also why the federal government wants to ban my computer program and my products.
Mm-hmm.
We have a CD that we're putting together, which is vital health information that the government wants to censor. We're sending it to be printed out this week.
Oh, excellent.
We're going to make that available. And it has a color brochure on it. It's an electronic booklet of all of our products, testimonies from our doctors about animals, about people. And it has another book. It's the most simple guidebook, a how-to guide for doctors. And it lists 100 illnesses that the government wants to ban. And these are actual 100 samples of what people use to cure themselves. And they don't like the word cure, obviously. And then in that also is the cancer newsletter. And all of these things were used through our products, unique products that we developed that have been used for all those individuals of over 100 different illnesses.
Ms. Trish,
yes.
James Edwards has as his primary source of sustenance the crystal down the street, as well as other nutritional dens of iniquity that specialize in fat held together with sodium.
Yeah.
Now, Winston, I thought we had an agreement that you would never make mention of my diet on the program, particularly when we're talking with guests like this.
Well, does Daniel chapter 1 have a program or a plan that could reclaim such a dietary reprobate as James Edwards? And
yeah, I need to detox.
How could biomolecular nutrition turn away James Edwards from his nutritional apostasy?
Well, Trish.
What a question. Is he not a wordsmith or what?
My wife's a perfect example of everyone. Matter of fact, I have all kinds of individuals, young, old, men, women. I have men who are in their 60s, and they are doing, here's what they do. That when they're ready, they come and they say, I want to do something. They're tired of, the exercise isn't much. They're getting older. Their diet's not as good. So they take three heaping scoops of First Kings, and they put it in water or milk juice, soy milk, whatever they like, and they blend that up, and they do that twice a day, and they have a nice balanced meal, and they're happy. And
there you go.
And they do great.
That's my answer.
Now, that gives you energy. It doesn't make you tired. We actually have surgeons. orthopedic surgeons who use our products because they're working on their feet all day long. They're doing all these surgeries, and they don't have time to eat. And if they do eat, the food shuts down your blood to your brain and your energy, whereas many of the doctors that use my products, they use it during the daytime, and they keep their energy up, and then they can eat later.
The ladies, gentlemen, sit tight. I hear our songs, so we got to take another break. We're going to pick it back up right after this.
Political Cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, there they are again, ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I might not have good taste in food, but I do have good taste in music, and Winston, you can't take that from me. But that being said, we are talking here about good nutrition and what I would define as alternative health treatments, but perhaps this should be the primary form of health treatment, the kind of things that Jim and Trish Fijo are advocating tonight on our program, and we're very happy to make our platform available for them to do just that. And I'm learning some things here. I'm getting scolded a little bit, reprimanded for the way I eat, but I'm sure there are many people out there who live off fast food and have never eaten a vegetable. And for them, this interview is for you. So, Winston, back over to you.
Our producer, the Lord of the Board, Art Frith, has Skyped me, and he wants to know if there is a link between James eating at Crystals all the time and baldness.
Oh, certainly.
Well, there can be a practical one, and that can be that the fats can block capillaries that inhibit the nutrients from getting to the scalp. You need the nutrients for hair growth, and you also need them getting to where they need to go. So we use a product called Vascular Cleanse, and that will oxidize lipids in the bloodstream, open up those capillaries, and then we use, it sounds funny, but a product called Superior Herbal Fat Burners. Choline and inositol are a couple of the main ingredients, wonderful for hair growth. And in some cases, we'll use, you know, back to the First Kings once or twice a day.
Because the hair is made out of protein and nutrients and mm-hmm. minerals, and so it's important to feed the hair. And so you open up the capillaries, the blood supply to the hair follicles. And believe it or not, and even if it's genetics, but sometimes genetics is really tough, but a lot of balding mm-hmm. comes from, I'll tell you what, I tell people on the radio, well, I took a shower this morning and my wife has got to start stealing my fat burners and vascular cleanse because I've got short hair and there's long hairs blocking up the sink. So I know she gets on the fat burners right away. And she doesn't need them either, you know.
Maybe since you are wont to draw names for your products from Scripture, maybe you could draw the name for this hair growth thing from the story of Samson.
Yeah.
Well, we call it the anti-Delilah formula.
There you go. Let's get on to something a little more serious here. Now, the results of your work, the effects of your products are pretty much beyond question. But there are some people who are none too impressed with your work. Nay, they are trying to shut you down. Now, who are these ne'er-do-wells, and what is their hormone-free beef with you?
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife's going to jump
sure,
on this one.
Yeah, I can answer that briefly.
I just want to say something before Trish explains this. You've got to understand, we have never had a complaint in 23 years. We've never had a local one from local town, state, government, federal, never had a complaint. In 23 years, we've never been sued, we've never harmed anybody, never killed anybody, no one's been claimed to poisons, nothing at all. And we are being harassed by our own government, and I just wanted to say that and let my wife...
Well, sure. I wanted to answer the question starting off this way. No doubt it's the pharmaceutical industry that is not too happy with us. As Jim was saying, we've had hundreds of thousands of people cured of all kinds of disease, and their quality of life improved no matter what. And we've been quietly doing our ministry for 23 years now, and we were part of an internet sting conducted by our government, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, and this is going back a couple of years ago, and they grabbed 130 companies who dared to even share testimonies of people healed naturally of cancer. It was that word cancer, I understand, that they put into the computer. So we were one of the 130. They've all settled since the initial attack, and we're standing and fighting it because it's outrageous to us, the final order that they want us to agree to. We simply can't agree to it. But so we've been just in and out of court for the last couple of years and doing this big battle.
Well, the order is basically unbelievable. We've been in communist countries. We were in Poland when communism crashed. My wife and I marched with the Chinese students in Tiananmen Square. We smuggled Bibles into China, and we were at the Berlin Wall just after it went down. We're familiar with how terrorists and communists work. And I have to tell you, this is the most ungodly thing. They have a 20-year order on me that I can't speak about any nutrients. I couldn't help you about hair loss, cancer, diabetes. I couldn't tell you to use water for dehydration. That's how extensive this tyranny and oppression is from our own government. As of April 1st, within 7 days after April 1st, they want me to hand over every name of every person that ever used any of our four products for cancer.
Good
every
grief.
Every single one of them. Where does this come off for constitutional rights?
Right. And may I add that the most egregious part of the whole order to us is that the FTC wrote a letter. They wrote it, Dear Blank, signed sincerely Blank, and they want Jim to sign it, put it on Daniel Chapter 1 letterhead, and send it out to all our customers going back to the year 2005. And
tell them what the letter says.
Please, Jim, yes. The content of the letter says only that if you have a serious illness like cancer, you have to go to a doctor, that only conventional cancer treatment has been scientifically proven safe and effective. And the first part of the letter says that there's no scientific substantiation for any of our products, which is not true. There's plenty of science behind all of our products. And for anyone to think for a minute that conventional cancer treatment, chemotherapy and radiation, have been proven safe and effective, you have to laugh out loud.
Well, they're both chemo and radiation are listed since 2003 as cancer-causing agents in humans. It's an absurdity. And it deprives even our witnesses that went to Washington. We spent 7 days in Washington with witnesses we brought in, and they wouldn't allow the witnesses to speak. They said their testimonies were irrelevant. These are people who were given up for dead, given 6 months to live, and here they are 11 years later, free of cancers, inoperable brain tumors, a boy with a brain tumor, a little two-year-old with a brain tumor, another. It just goes on and on, and they said these testimonies are relevant because all they were interested in is commerce, not whether anybody was helped or healed or any did our stuff work or not work.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine we're such a threat. Little old Daniel Chapter 1 is such a threat to the giant of the pharmaceutical industry, but it really comes down to their zero tolerance.
It sounds like you were in a position of being told that the truth is no defense, and we've dealt with that before, have we not?
Oh, it's been frustrating.
You know, we just really are grateful that we could be even here to share this with you because, you know, James and Winston, these folks, nobody wants to hear this mess, what's going on with us. Everybody's, the so-called Christian programs and all these guys, none of them, not the TPNs, not the Pat Robb, none of them. Nobody wants to hear this, but they want their whitewashed tomb funds, you see. But the truth is just, like, not to be heard. And so we've gone through this for 2 years, and we're getting no support, basically, from anyone except people like yourselves that allowed us to speak on their radio program. That's what we've been getting, and we're grateful for that.
Well, and let me just say how thankful we are that you accepted the invitation to come on and appear tonight, because it's certainly our honor to stand with you in this fight that y'all are waging. And it also doesn't surprise me in the least, unfortunately, and sad to say, that the mainstream I can't use the word leadership, but the mainstream Christian Christian proponents aren't helping you in your struggle, and that's unfortunate. But there's a lot of subversion out there. But we're proud to do what we can, and hopefully it'll have a favorable outcome because.
Well, thank you so much. And if I can mention our petition,
it's just absolutely appalling.
Mm-hmm. It is, but thank you so much for that sentiment. And I just wanted to say that we do have a petition. We're appealing the stay right now. If it goes into effect, we have to cease and desist come April 1st. And so we do have a petition going. It's only a little part of our appeal, but we're asking people to sign there. You can place a comment if you'd like. And interestingly, I have to let my husband know right now, I did try to go on DanielChapter1Freedom.com, and it's not working. It hasn't been working all day, but it's a special site we set up just about our fight. But you can go to our main site, DanielChapter1.com, and immediately on that home page, you'll see a blue box on the right, and it says Sign Our Petition. And if you click on that, it puts you right to the petition, and it encapsulates our case. So you can read it very quickly, and the petition itself isn't long. And, please, anyone that finds it in their heart to sign it, we really appreciate it.
You can't miss Paul Revere and the Raiders, but we've got to take a break, and we're going to come back to a very serious topic right after this.
The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
It's a shame that we only have a few more minutes with Jim and Trish Fajo tonight. This is our final segment with them before we go into the third hour, although I'm very excited about our guest during the third hour, Joe McCutcheon of ArkansasFreedom.com. We're going to be talking about the Tea Party movement, and you certainly don't want to miss that hour. Joe is always in season, as we say. But I do want to say the only thing better than listening to our program would be listening to our conversations during the commercial break, if you were so fortunate to be able to do so. As we said during the show, this is Jim and Trish's first appearance with us, but tonight's interview during the second hour is very indicative of the way that we do business around here in the political cesspool. Lighthearted banter with one another, tempered by the very seriousness of the nature of the topics that we address. But you got to have that balance or else you'd go crazy.
Yeah,
We're excited, very excited to have Jim and Trish on tonight and very excited to be doing our part to help them. Their work has the ability, and we feel very firmly that it does, have the proven ability to help our people, to help everyone. And that is why we're having them on tonight. And Winston has done an absolutely excellent job of crafting this interview from introduction to kind of an overview of the products that Jim and Trish are offering through Daniel Chapter 1 and now concluding with the legal battles that they are facing right now. And hopefully this is going to have a favorable conclusion. Jim, Trish, what more can we do to be a part of that favorable resolution?
Well, I'll tell you, this is just terrific because, like we mentioned earlier, we have a petition at DanielChapter1Freedom.com, and that petition we put up there just a week ago, and we don't have, like, millions of people signed up, but I'll tell you what, we have people from all over the world, Hong Kong, Australia, Budapest, Germany, UK, Canada, India, people from all over the world have been signing this petition because the petition is about that we don't want people to take away our freedom of speech and freedom of choice. And that's what this is all about. And this petition is written to Obama and all his gang out there. The comments, you don't have to put a comment on the petition. You don't even have to acknowledge your name, but you just go there, enter your email, and join the names. We have doctors. We have all kinds of people.
And by the way, the email is just to validate your vote, but
yeah.
We don't see it. Nobody sees it. It's not to gather emails. It's just to get your signature.
Yeah, it's not a scam to get emails.
And yeah, the comments have been great. And from our fellow Americans who are standing up for truth, the title of the petition is Don't Take Away Our Right to Information.
I want to encourage all of our listeners to, as quickly as you can, go to www.danielchapter1.com and click on the link that will take that petition and sign it so that come April 1st, that's when the Fijos have to have this dealt with, that come April 1st that we make the FTC into the April Fool. We can do this, folks, and all it takes is for you to go to that link and put in your little email address and say, we stand with freedom of information. We stand with freedom of choice. That is what the cesspool audience is about.
Yeah, thank you. And Daniel Chapter 1 freedom.com is working again. I just pulled it up also. And that, again, is the site just about our health freedom fight.
I'd like to say that what else they can do is not to help us so much, but it will help us because we fund our whole ministry, our world ministry. No churches help us. It's just the people who want help, whether it be with colds or children who've been harmed by vaccines or cancers, diabetes. And we have a live two-hour call-in show Monday to Friday, every day Eastern time, 12 to 2. And people call in from all over. We had them from Jamaica, from Costa Rica, from Japan, and it's on radio and the net. But the reality of it is people now, for their own sakes, if they want, James and Winston, these folks can call Monday to Friday, 12 to 2 Eastern time. We have another month and a half where we can continue to answer questions that people have. And we do. We tell them straight out, you got cancer, here's what happens if they do a biopsy. Here's what happens if they do chemo. Here's what happens if they give you radiation. People don't die from the first cancer. They die from secondary cancer. They die from the treatments. And we're very outspoken, and we call it as it is. We have a whole Dr. Dum-Dum section and everything else, and we show people the ludicrousy of every drug out there by the federal government. Every one of them, hundreds of deaths. Not one person died from Daniel Chapter 1 products in 23 years.
And, you know, along with what you were saying, that your program is about helping your fellow man, well, God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we're fighting for the right to information to keep our freedoms, to have a free flow of information. And also, we're very dedicated to bringing information that people can use to take better care of themselves in health and in sickness.
I want to tell everybody that the Fijos have graciously offered to send some CDs with some important information on it. It's not a sales pitch. It's just straight up information. Ms. Trish, could you tell us about that?
Sure. Because our days may be numbered here. We put our bio guide on a CD along with the most simple guide to the most difficult diseases, a booklet we wrote for chiropractors that carry our products that years ago they asked us to put together a manual for them, and what we call the cancer newsletter, How to Fight Cancer is Your Choice, are three pieces of material that we may have to stop sending out to people.
Well, technically right now, they are censored by the government as of April 1st.
Right. So we put them on a CD. The title of the CD is Vital Health Information the Government Wants to Censor. And we offer it free for a
donation here, but whatever. We want people to have it. If they can't afford it, we'll get them to you as many as we can. You let us know. We want people to have that information because we can't let what Trish and I have been doing for 25 years, helping people worldwide, that information. People have used these books and these materials, James and Winston, to actually cure themselves and save lives, literally save lives from cancers, all types. The information is real. The information has been used. The government wants to ban every testimony of person. We have people who were given up for dead, literally given up for dead by the government, and alive 9, 10, 11 years, and they were there in Washington, and the government wouldn't listen to them.
Once again, the truth is no defense. It's a wretched state, but that's just indicative of the tyranny of this government.
Amen.
Says it wants to help us, but we know better.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You guys are doing, I tell you, you guys, we're just so grateful to be on your program, and just we're thankful for it, and Lord bless you guys and make your show.
Well, listen, let me tell you something, Jim and Trish. Again, I say it's been an honor to have you on. You can just tell the sincerity that's in your voice, and I hope that it's a message that resonated with our audience tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please do what you can to support our friends here in their time of need, as they have spent a lifetime fighting on behalf of something that is good and decent and healthy, and that's something that I can learn from, I guess. But nevertheless, you hate to see the government crash. I think the fact that the government is at war with them, so to speak, is even further testament to the fact that they are someone who we should be supporting. The government hardly ever tries to target someone who's doing a bad job. Only the people who are doing good, it appears, and that's a shame. But Jim and Trish, thanks again for taking an hour of your Saturday evening to appear with us. We'd like to also remind people that your show airs Monday through Friday right here on this network, correct?
Yeah, 12 to 2 Eastern time.
There you go, 12 to 2 Monday through Friday. Catch their program here on the Liberty News Radio Network. And one more time, that website.
DanielChapter1Freedom.com. That's linked to all of our other sites as well.
DanielChapter1Freedom.com. There you can find more about the legal battle that Jim and Trish Fijo are engaged in. My friends, thanks again for taking the time. We will talk to you soon. Please keep us apprised as to the progress.
We sure will. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, a great interview. I say again, excellent job with the preparation of those questions. I don't think the line of questioning could have been any better presented. And it's good to have a female voice on this show from time to time, too. Am I right?
Oh, it is. I for some reason, I guess people pay more attention to a female voice. I remember back in Navy days, they were toying with an idea of making some of our casualty alarms, rather than making it some kind of tone, they made it into a female voice, knowing that a submarine full of guys would really perk up if they heard a female voice.
So to speak. But
we were all trying to imagine what it would sound like. Fire in a torpedo room. Go, boys. I don't know how that went down.
That was a great interview, and it's certainly something. Listen, I'm all about that whole body health stuff. It's interesting. Not that I practice it. I guess I'm a hypocrite there. But
stop eating the crystals.
Yeah, I guess I should stop eating a crystal. But they just taste so good, as you know. You can't beat a crystal burger.
Well, I understand you're getting a quantity discount now.
Yeah, and crystals sells at market price. That's also something I've learned. It's kind of like fine fish from the sea. A crystal burger is never the same price 2 days consecutively. So it's another one of those mysteries of the world, but we got to take a break. We're going to be back with Joe McCutcheon right after this. Stay tuned.
Believe it or not, there's a third hour of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
They call the ride.